So we're going to begin with Mitzvahs Peri Viribia, which is the first mitzvah in the Torah, you know, chronologically speaking. And the Torah really discusses this in two different places. One has to do with Bria Sa'olam per se, and the other is what I like to call the re-creation, or the second instance of Bria Sa'olam, which was the post-Mabul version, which is you know, a huge topic at the very beginning of the Torah, is, you know, the reconfiguration of Ma'isa Bracious. Od kol yemei haaretz, zarev katsir kor vachom, kayetz vachoref, yom v'layla lo ish bosu. You know, that idea leads to a reconfiguration of man's position in the world. So let's read the two makoros, and again, that will serve as the basis for our discussion here in the Rambam. So the this is the very beginning. Vayivra lukim b'tzadam b'tzalmo, b'tzalmo lukim bara oso, zachar nekeva bara osam. Vayivra chosam lukim, vayomar lahem lukim, Puruvu Malues Haaretz Vichiv Shuha Redu Bigas Hayam of Ov Hashemayim of Achol Chaya Haromeses Al Haaretz. So, you know, the first instance of Piri Viribia is associated with man's position in the hierarchy of the cosmos, right? Vichiv Shuha Malues Haaretz. It's, you know, meant to certainly indicate dominion, sovereignty, Redu, right, from the Lashon, again, of mastery, Bidgas Hayam Vova Shemaim, Mokhol Chaya Ramesha Sal Aret. So, Piri Viribia, you know, in the Bracious version, and again, the reason this is going to matter, the halacha, as you can, you know, rightly, you know, guess and anticipate, is that what's going to be the Rambam's Makor, right? And, you know, what's that going to teach us about the nature of the mitzvah? The Noach version, Vayvar Chalukim Bes Noach Vesbana Vayomer Lahem, Pru Urevu Umilu Es Aret. So, you have a restatement of the basic command, Puruvu Melu Es Haaretz. It's interesting, V'chiv Shua is no longer there. The psukim go on to talk about Umora Achem V'chitchem Yehiyah, right? And that's a huge topic in its own right, is maybe the story of the Eitz Hadas, the first sin, the beginning of the sin, and even the general chait of the Dor HaMabul and the Doros that led up to that. You know, the Asar Doros Mi'adam HaNoach, it wasn't just one generation, but as the Mishnah says, Kol HaDoros Hayu Machis Nuvayin Lefanav, you know, had to do with man sort of abandoning his position in the cosmos and becoming more animalistic, right? All of the Midrashim about Chava and the Nachash really highlight that point, right? Instead of her, you know, being with Adam. But be that as it may, bear in mind these two different makoros, you know, in terms of the mitzvah, Piri Viribia, especially the following difference, right? If you take a look at Bereishis Perek Aleph, right, it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of the world, and B'Tzelem Elokim Bara Oso, and his creation of humanity, Zachar Nekeva Bara Osam. So you'd want to know, how much does that factor into, you know, our mitzvah of Piri Viribia, Melu Es Haaretz, in terms of partnering with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Should it, let's say, be directly modeled on, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zachar Nekeva Bara Osam? Right, that's the Shita of Beis Hillel. I mean, you already know that's Beis Hillel Shita in terms of the Shiur of Piri Viribia, Zacharu Nekeva. It sounds like it's very much Bracious Perek Aleph, as opposed to, you know, Beis Shammai Shita about Shnei Zacharim. But let's get into the Rambam right now. So the Rambam, this is Reshit Beis, Yishet Sivano Lefaros of the Ravos, Lechavein Lekiyum Hamin, Vihi Mitzvahs Piri Viribia, Vihu Amaro Yisale, Viatem Pru Urevu. This is again from the section in Parshas Noach, the very end of that section. So here the Rambam is, again, not just quoting from Parshas Noach, but he's also, you know, alluding to this idea of lechavein lekiyum hamin, which sounds Ephraim like what? Like the basic nature of this mitzvah is... Right, exactly. And you know, you'd probably be, you know, tempted to say, you know, especially in the wake of the Mabul, that this takes on some significance, right?
Yeah.
Right? If, you know, humanity was almost eradicated, you know, save Noach, v'Noach matzachein b'nei Hashem, the very end of this week's parsha. So, you know, lechavein lekiyum hamin is like a, you know, that's almost like a post-Mabul idea. And hey, lo and behold, that's where the Rambam draws the mitzvah from. Right, so this is what I would call like the less ambitious version of Piri Viribia, you know, because it's less about, you know, imitatio dei and v'alachta v'drachav, and it seems like more about, you know, just trying to ensure that the world doesn't, you know, cease to exist. Lechavein lekiyum hamin. Now, what's really interesting is the Rambam in Reshit Gimel, and you know, we'll discuss this more tomorrow. You know, sets up the connection. He should tivanu live ol bekidushin. Well, it says davar biyada isha b'shtaro v'biya v'zoi mitzvahs kidushin. Remez alav ki kach ishi shav ve'ala Horeshu Yikna Bevia, Va'amru V'yatza V'haisa, etc., etc. So we don't have time to discuss right now all the different limudim.
We will begin the classes in 4 minutes at 10:13. We'll start with Wednesday, second.
So just 1 second. So the Rambam here puts period v'rivia before the mitzvahs kiddushin. Now in Hilchos Isha, so you already see what I'm setting up. If I'm just finish with this, Yesh b'chal and arba mitzvah, shnei mitzvah say, shnei mitzvah losa say zo piritan. First, Lisa Isha b'ksuba v'kiddushin. Right, the Rambam integrates ksuba into the Doraisa framework. That's not obvious. Second, Shaloti b'al Isha below ksuba v'kiddushin. That's certainly not obvious. That set off a whole firestorm. You know, the whole question of Pilagesh, which is a huge machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid and all the others. Third, Shelo Yimana, Sher Ksus V'ona, that's Hilchos Isha's issue. And then, Lefaros Ule Ravos Mimena, meaning from that particular Isha that has Ksuba and Kiddushin. So you see a complete reversal between the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Rambam and the Koseres of Hilchos Isha's in terms of the orientation. In Sefer HaMitzvos, it's period v'rivia, and then mitzvos kiddushin. In the Koseres, Hilchos Ishos, it's gufa, the opposite, right? It's lisa isha b'ksuba kiddushin, and then lefaros to the rabos v'mena. That's a very important reversal in Shitas HaRambam.